carved in marble will be our motto, making the poor poor, poor no more.
Charity is against God's will. What does the Bible not say? Stuff the poor. They only have themselves to blame.
You pompous, limp-hearted gorgon.
At least I'm not a woolly-minded, self-righteous cow.
Come, that is enough girlish banter. Harry, how are your anti-sewage plans?
I have three plans, Pitbin. The first is very simple. I shall raise every building in London by 7 1/4 feet so the sewage can wash beneath.
How?
Some sort of massive lever.
And your second plan?
My second plan is swans.
How would that work?
They could do swan stuff. Swanny things.
And your third plan?
Have I already said swans?
My heart grew heavy and squished my liver as I realized that for all his devoted enthusiasm, Harry's plans were inherently a bit twitty.
Harry, is this project beyond your capabilities?
No, Pip-Bin. I could do it standing on my head. Watch. Oh, turns out I can't.
Dear friend, perhaps your talents could be used in other ways, such as sitting down quietly. On your own. In a locked room. Not designing sewage systems.
Are you asking me to resign?
Maybe a bit.
Well, I won't.
Then reluctantly, old friend, I must fire you.
I have been fired! It's like the Overpants fiasco all over again!
The next day, I advertised for a new engineer in the Effluent Gazette. Applicants were instantly forthcoming.
Get that, will you, Harry?
Are you sure that's not beyond my capabilities? Ow, my finger! Ah! Oh, hello, man in an ill-fitting wig. Who are you?
Hello. I've come from Bristol to apply for the job of Chief Sewage Engineer. I am Mr. Watt...
Inventor of the steam engine?
I haven't finished. Mr. Watt Trevithick Stevenson Brunel Telford.
Any relation to those famous engineers?
Yes.
What engineerifications have you accomplished?
I built the Clifton Dispensing Bridge.
Britain's first combined bridge and pharmacist.
And I was the first to place a colander on top of a locomotive to steam vegetables en route. Plus, I invented the first manual gearbox for robot cows and the wind-powered kite.
Yes, the old rain-powered ones were rubbish. Sir, you are hired.
Result! Sorry, I like to celebrate every new job with an evil laugh.
He quickly drew up an impressive-looking plan.
Thereby entering this sewage superhighway and finally being dumped on the coast of France.
Excellent.
Although, you've made a rather basic error. You've completely missed out the swans.
Yes, that is what makes it excellent. The scheme is approved.
Splendid. My plan is working.
You have lost your West Country accent.
I mean, splendid. My plan is working. Lovely job. Mine's a cider.
The mighty work commenced, and I resolved to go north to check on the new conditions in my bin factory. Alas, as I set off, I was reminded of the urgency of destroying poverty when I saw the wretched form of a young street sweeper, and my heart filled with pity.
Oh, the wheel is slowing. It turns less quickly.
What is this wheel, child?
Just a rough beggar boy's metaphor for his own impending death, noble sir.
Actually, he had been dying for months, lying in the gutter making metaphorical allusions to the approach of grim death.
I merely await the addition of a pinch of cinnamon, and then my crumble will be ready for cooking.
I wiped a tear from my eye, stepped over him, and headed for the north. As I grew close, the sky was lit with the multicolored glow of smelt works and ghastly industrial accidents. Everywhere was the stench of sweaty toil. My factory was in a small suburb of Coketown called Diet Coketown. I immediately hurried to the office of my factory manager, Mr. Bit Too Kind.
Mr. Bin, you look well.
And you look different, Mr. Bit Too Kind. You've changed your hairstyle. And your nose. Indeed, your entire face. And your voice is distinctly unsimilar to that which you had before.
That is because I'm not Mr. Bit Too Kind. He resigned, and after the funeral, I took his place. My name is Whack Wallop. Grinder Whack Wallop.
No! I have met two of your brothers and 11 of your cousins, and they